A new bill in South Africa defines state secrets and makes it illegal to divulge them. The bill has been widely criticised as an attempt to muzzle media and intimidate whistleblowers who would face stiff prison sentences for releasing classified documents. The editor of Southern Africa's national Catholic weekly, The Southern Cross, Gunter Simmermacher, spoke to us about the effects of this new legislation.
The bill is widely seen by people who are opposed to it as an effort to clamp down on especially the media that has a very good record of revealing scandals that affect the politician, the political elite of this country. We saw it in the newspapers over the weekend when one newspaper was going to publish revelations about some corruption scandal involving the presidential spokesman Mac Maharaj, and they were muzzled by the lawyers in the event the Sunday Times published those very same allegations. Now, that sort of thing is going to be, quite impossible to do once the information bill is going to be passed into law. The idea is that the government departments, ministries, will be able to declare certain information secret. And the mechanics of that, the critics say, will also include the possibility for politicians to cover up corruption and various other matters that are of public interest.
The bill has been criticized by a number of prominent South Africans, including Archbishop Tutu. Is that correct?
I think in the bill it's been widely criticized even within the ANC. I do not think that the ANC is united behind the bill. One would not find many ANC leaders saying so in public, but we certainly know that behind the scenes there has been very strong opposition against that bill. And of course in civil society the opposition is widespread.
So what's the next step for those who are opposed to the bill? How are they going to deal with it?
Well, one has to be very careful if one is working in the media. According to the bill, it will be even a criminal offense to be in possession of matters that have been declared secret. And that, of course, is going to make it very difficult for the press to operate. The press will have to tread very carefully once the bill is in force. But the next step, of course, is going to be to investigate whether the bill is in line with the Constitution and whether a constitutional challenge can be mounted.
Now, is this simply an internal South African affair? It would seem that this would also affect international journalists. Has there been a response more worldwide outside of the country?
Well, journalists have been voicing opposition to the bill on the principle of solidarity. Of course, there's absolutely nothing that the South African government can do if a publication in Europe or the United States or wherever is in possession of such information, which of course might be a back way of having scandal and corruption covered in the press after all. That of course would exclude journalists who are based in South Africa. So a foreign correspondent certainly would also be subject to the law.
And of course, as a magazine or journal yourself, how are you anticipating this will affect your work?
Well, as a Catholic newspaper, I do not think that government secrets are going to have much of an impact on our work at the Southern Cross. But of course, as a journalist, I am very, very alarmed indeed.